The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I want you to take a minute and imagine you're with a parent or a really, really close, longtime friend or maybe a spouse or some loved one, celebrating an anniversary, special occasion at a restaurant maybe, and you look over to them and you find yourself filled with such compassion and love for them that you say, "I love you." The person sitting across from you smiles sweetly, then replies with all sincerity, "I love you too, like a friend." How shocking would that be? You are giving them, telling them you love them in the highest form of love. And they're like, "Oh yeah, just, I love you like a friend." This is what happens in today's gospel between Christ and Peter. In the original Greek, the words that they're using have different connotations for love. And in English, it's hard to translate from Greek into the native tongue. Anyways, so when Christ says, "Do you love me?" the first two times, he continues to use the highest form of love, agape. Do you love me like God himself loves every single person in creation? Do you love me in the same way that God loves? Peter's response is, "I love you like a friend." It's not until the third one that Jesus finally drops down to the same level that Peter is at, to where Peter is capable of loving. Says, "Peter, do you love me like a friend? Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you like a friend." This triple confession of love today is meant to undo Peter's triple denial of Christ at the crucifixion, because Peter is whom Christ has chosen to lead his church. Objectively, Peter is a failure as an apostle and as a disciple. Objectively, this is just a fact. He has denied Christ three times. He wasn't present at the foot of the cross when Christ was literally dying. And throughout his time with Christ, he never seems to understand almost anything that's actually asked of him, going and building tents and all this stuff, which had nothing to do with Christ, what Christ was trying to accomplish. And yet, he's still been chosen to lead the fledgling church. Despite all his failures, Christ still loves him in the highest sense of the word and still trusts him more than anything. My brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus Christ does the same for us as he does for Peter. While he calls us to great heights, he knows that we aren't always ready for it yet. So he'll drop down and meet us where we're at, to talk to us and to love us the way that we're capable of receiving that love, knowing all the while that he still loves us in the same way that God does, still believes in us in the same way that God does. So be patient with yourself, because God himself is patient with us.